If you're looking to start or create a new podcast this year, then you found the perfect video, because whether you're looking to start a podcast all by yourself and you just want to go solo, or maybe you're looking into doing an interview style format for your podcast, in this video, you'll learn 5 of my easiest tips for getting started for beginners when it comes to starting a podcast, with step number 1 being deciding what mic or audio source you will be using. Now, I love the Samson Q2U. This is a dynamic microphone, meaning it's going to give you that rich radio sounding podcast sound. And you know, you probably are like, whoa, that sounds really cool, Omar. Your voice sounds like you're on a radio show or something. That's what I'm saying. You want a dynamic mic. And what's cool about this mic is it's literally just $60, and it comes with everything you need. Whether you're going to actually capture on a computer or your smartphone, you can plug it straight into it because of the USB, or you can even plug it into a mixer board or an audio recorder if you want to use the XLR, which is really nice. And then it also has a headphone out, so you can plug in some headphones and monitor your audio, which is really nice. But the key is to potentially get a dynamic microphone. But you know, having this type of audio dynamic using a dynamic mic really will make your listeners more attentive to what it is you're saying, because so much outside noise is being cut out by this type of style of mic. It is important to note that this type of mic needs to be in the shot, unlike this one that I'm using for this video, where it's actually boomed out of the shot, so it's just capturing my audio from around it. That's a condenser mic. But I believe if you're going to start a podcast, think about your audio source and potentially going with a dynamic mic. And we'll post our best links down in the description below, so be sure to check those out. You got to press
record. Hey, what's up? It's Omar Altakori with Think Media, and this channel is all about helping you grow your audience online. And so whether that's through online video and YouTube and even podcasting, we share the best tips and tools on how to accomplish that. So sometimes we'll do camera reviews, sometimes we'll do tutorials, as well as share strategies on how to grow your audience online. So be sure to subscribe if that's something you're interested in. But with that being said, the second step is to choose something to record your audio. Now, when it comes to recording audio for your podcast, you can go 2 different ways. You can go hardware or you can go software. Now, if you go hardware, that would be something like a Zoom recorder, where you would plug in your mic into a external device and then you would record your audio on that and then transfer it into a software. Now, what's so cool about podcasting, because it is just capturing audio, is that you could totally capture your audio using software. And that leads me to talk about the sponsor of this video, which is Podcastle. Now, there are a ton of different options that you can use to capture your audio. However, Podcastle is awesome because it's an all-in-one solution to create professional podcasts. Podcastle has so many great features that you can use as a podcaster, and some to mention are definitely text-to-speech, where you can have AI read a script or something online for you. And that's really cool, because if you are doing a solo podcast, you can literally have a different voice join you, whether that's reading your intro or an ad script or something like that. Another cool feature is Magic Dust, and with a click of a button, you can clean up your audio and remove any unwanted background noise, which is super cool. And I know a lot of people can use that feature, but I would say probably the coolest thing about Podcastle is the ability to interview up to 9 people. All you have to do to invite people onto your show is send them a link, and then you can have a conversation and capture it using Podcastle. And what I love about the fact that it's web-based is that you're not gonna lose your files anywhere. You know, your files can't get corrupted, your guests don't have to send over files, and it's gonna record a high quality file of your guests, which is super nice. If you use alternative solutions, oftentimes you're compromised and limited by what software you're using, i.e., let's say Zoom. If you conduct a Zoom call interview, the audio quality can get really trashed really quick. And so Podcastle is really cool for so many different use cases, and I would definitely think it's something you can look into if you're looking to start a podcast. And we'll post a special link down in the description below for you to check them out. Now, regardless of what software or solution you use to capture your podcast, they essentially all look the same, and that's why everything I'm teaching in this video will apply to whatever software you're using, because most softwares use a track system. And so, you know, depending on how many audio files, you can see the layers of audio that you have based on the amount of files you have, whether that be some music or maybe it is a guest or what have you. You'll have a track for each source of audio But before you even get to recording audio, you wanna make sure that you select the mic you're gonna use. And so wherever you can select your audio settings and the input option, just make sure that you select the mic that you wanna use to capture your podcast audio. Step number three is to now record your podcast. You know, we actually have a podcast here at Think Media called the Think Media Podcast. And if you ever wanna go deeper in how you can grow and scale a YouTube channel as a business, then be sure to subscribe to that podcast wherever you listen, or even on YouTube, you can also subscribe to it. And I'll post links to it down in the description below. All that to say, we always come ready with outlines. And I think if you're doing a podcast, to have an outline of sort is definitely helpful because it'll steer your podcast into a beginning, middle, and end. I think oftentimes I've been invited to do podcasts and they've just been this like open-ended, like no real time limit, no real direction on what value is being communicated. And so don't waste your invited guests' time by, you know, questions that don't necessarily add value to your audience or the people you're trying to reach. Now, I say all that just so that you are prepared to conduct your podcast, but I do want to encourage you with the reality that your podcast does not have to be perfect. There's actually beauty in an imperfect podcast. I think the reason why podcasts resonate with audiences so well is because you get the, you know, like the raw and the real and kind of just like the unedited version, long form of somebody's style of content. Now, even if or when there is a mistake, you can totally edit it out later. And that brings me to step number four, which is to actually edit your podcast. So I would say the first thing you want to do is level the volume based off of who is on the podcast. So, you know, maybe you talk at a higher energy and it's a little bit louder. I think it's really important to have a good audio experience for your viewers to make sure those volumes are very similar. You want them at the same level when it comes to listening. You don't want somebody to have to turn up and down the car audio volume or even on their headphones or what have you. So do what you can to levelate the audio. And because I'm using Podcastle, I'm just gonna click on Magic Dust so that I can clean up the audio a bit. If you're using another software or recorder or editing system, some effects that might be helpful to you are things like noise reduction or de-reverb, which will eliminate some echo if you're, you know, if somebody's echoey or what have you. And then there's what is called an equalizer. If you wanna equalize your audio, whether that's bringing in the low end or if you wanna, you know, bring up the highs and things like that. There's a lot of things that you can do when editing audio, but those are like, I would say, three main edits that you would wanna look into making if you're using another software. The next edit you can make is trim any fluff you may have. Like I mentioned earlier, if you, you know, maybe made a mistake, you can simply cut and splice and then ripple delete over that audio so it's like it never happened. Or if there's just dead space. And so just making basic cuts and slices and then eliminating any of that dead space will give your podcast a better tempo. The next edit is optional, but I would encourage you to add some fade in music in the beginning and then fade out music at the end. And I love that Podcastle actually has audio tracks that are royalty free. So you can plug right into your podcast and fade it out. And just a scenario I think is really cool that could be created with Podcastle is legit having a text-to-speech intro where you have somebody from another country with a dope accent read off your intro and then put some vibey music. And then you can come in after the intro and say, "Welcome to the show. I'm so pumped to have my boy Sean Cannell with me, CEO of Think Media, yada, 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 conduct an interview." But you can totally have fun with it. Now, if you've gotten any value in this video, let me know by hitting that like button for me. And question for you, let me know down in the comments below what your podcast or what you're thinking about your podcast being about. Would love to know all the different topics. And I would want to encourage you that podcasting is alive and well. There's actually way less podcast creators than any other kind of creator. And so I want to encourage you to really go after it and start that podcast and just get started. You know, even if nobody listens to it, let people not listen to your first few episodes so you can get those kinks out of the way. And so that when people really start coming in, listening to your podcast, that you can actually, you know, deliver great, valuable content. But with that being said, the fifth step after you've edited your podcast, you can now export it and share it with the world. And if you want to learn how to syndicate your podcast, meaning getting your podcast on Apple and Spotify and everywhere that people stream podcasts, be sure you click or tap the screen to check out this video and you'll learn how to do that. And so you can easily get your podcast out there. And I hope the best for you as you start your podcast this year and that you're going to crush it. And be sure to subscribe if you're not already, but I can't wait to see you in a future video. Peace.